Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. I am Tim Peter. Today is Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. So good to have you here with us once more. I almost said one last time. I hope this isn't the last time. I hope you come back again and again. However, this actually is the last podcast of the summer for me. This week, we will have an episode. Obviously, this is the episode. Next week, there will be no episode. So just as a quick little piece of housekeeping, I'm going on a little bit of a vacation. So there will not be a new episode next week. However, there will be one on the first Thursday in September. So that's like the 5th or something like that. So if you don't get a new update in your podcatcher next week or in your RSS feed next week or on the site next week, don't be shocked. Don't be alarmed. It doesn't mean that we've gone anywhere for the long run. It simply means that I'm taking a week off. So I guarantee this is not the last episode of Thinks Out Loud by any stretch, just the last one for 2 weeks. But hopefully we will see you back here then. However, now that that's out of the way, let's talk about what's going on, you know, this week and what's in the news. So I want to start off by issuing something of an update or a retraction to last week's post, last week's episode. There was a story that we talked about where Facebook was going to be offering a mobile payments platform. There had been a post on All Things D where they talked about this and explained how this was going to work. It was wrong. It's simply not true. But I did write a post last Friday, which is up on the blog and will be in the show notes, and I'm going to talk about it a little bit now, that is actually a fair bit more interesting than just offering a payments platform. What Facebook is offering is a login system that will allow you to easily log into places and pass along your information without having to retype everything, without having to enter things on a small mobile keypad and things along those lines. And then it will pass, you know, straight through to your regular payments processor. And when I say yours, I mean whatever regular payment processor you're using to transact the business. Now, here's why I think that is so interesting, and I really do, and why I think it has so much relevance to your business. I have talked many, many times before about people like the folks I call the AgFam group, Apple, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, and really AgFame, I guess you could call it, because eBay certainly belongs among those players right now. And we may have to make some room for Yahoo too, but we'll come to that in just a second. But what they are doing, one of the reasons that they are as successful as they are, one of the reasons that they are so in tune with customers, is because they have immense, immense amounts of data. They know more about their customers, and by definition, your customers, than just about anybody. It's very hard for you to know as much as they know about your customer. Doesn't mean you shouldn't try. It just means that they're going to know an awful, awful lot. And so what Facebook is sort of signaling with this move is that the data about this customer is more interesting to them than getting a piece of the pie, getting a piece of the action from a financial standpoint. I think what it signals is that they believe if they can understand what the customers are doing, and if they can understand where the customers are shopping, and if they can understand why the customers are transacting, or where and when, and things along those lines, they can make money because of that information. It supports their advertising business. I'm sure this also reflects a realization of today they have no position in the transactional space, and so it might be a harder play. But I think it absolutely underscores the importance of getting this information and understanding what your customers are doing. And I don't want to go down the whole NSA, you know, who's spying on whom, who knows what about whom kind of thing. That's not what we talk about here. You know, there are plenty of other places on the internet that to have that dialogue, and it's an important dialogue to have. But from a pure business perspective, it's pretty clear that the data about customer interactions matters a lot. And I think Facebook taking this action really highlights that and really underscores that in an important way, that they get how critical it is to understand consumer behavior in this way and how they can monetize it going forward. And I think what it illustrates specifically is something I say all the time, which is he who owns the data wins. So Facebook is saying, all we need is the data, and we'll find a way to win. Now, speaking of wins, we need to talk about a big win. The huge news came out yesterday, where for the first time in a couple of years, ComScore is reporting that Yahoo has won the internet traffic race, the web traffic race. So ComScore reports data every month about the top 50 web properties and rising terms and shrinking terms and rising sites and shrinking sites and things along those lines. And for the longest time, Google's network of sites has been the leader for at least a couple of years. And for, I think, you know, something like 58 out of the last 60 months or something like that. Don't quote me on that number, but for a long time, Google has won this number. In July, for reasons that nobody quite understands yet, and for the first time in at least 2 years, Yahoo has taken that number one spot from Google, which is pretty impressive. Even more impressive is that it doesn't include traffic from Tumblr. Tumblr, actually, Yahoo did about 196 plus million visits last month. Google was about 195. So, I mean, it's pretty tight, right? Except that Tumblr is number 28 on ComScore's list and adds another 38 million visits to that set. So, holy smokes, right? I mean, this is a big, big win for Yahoo. I mean, huge, right? Now, does that mean you should go out and say, oh my God, we've got to stop doing everything we do with Google and immediately move over to Yahoo and so on and so forth? No. Not even a little. What it does suggest and what it does really speak to is something that I talk about a lot here and I want to talk about for the rest of today's episode, which is how important it is to have a core strategy of what you're doing from a digital perspective, what you're doing to drive your business using digital media. Because the specific tactics will change over time, right? This is not news, should not be news, but change is constant in this industry. Change is constant in this business. And I think overall, because of the prevalence of the web, both in terms of driving offline business, in terms of driving research, and in terms of driving consumer behavior, change is pretty typical and pretty constant in business overall. And I don't think that will change anytime soon. So part of what your strategy needs to do is be adaptive to those changes. Right? There's going to be times where Yahoo moves to number one and Google drops to number two, or maybe even number three, and maybe Microsoft comes up, or Amazon suddenly introduces something that brings them into bigger play, which, when you look at what they're doing with the Kindle, could certainly happen. There's talk that they're going to release a console, an Android-based console for games. I mean, maybe that could move them further up the list. I'm not saying it will happen. I'm saying you have to be positioned in such a way that you can adapt to those changes. Because as those changes occur, your customer behavior changes. It kind of goes back to why having customer data and understanding what customers are doing and what Apple, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, eBay, and Yahoo understand is that as customer behaviors change, they need to adapt and do new things. You know, going back to the first news story for a second about this Facebook login and it replacing it not being a payment system but being a login system, I think it's really interesting because it's a big shift in their mobile strategy. You know, if you look back a few months back, they launched this Facebook Home, this launcher on Android phones. And I think it's pretty safe to say it bombed. It didn't work. Nobody adopted it in the numbers that I think Facebook expected. So they're saying, okay, what can we do? Well, what we can do is get out of our customers' way and make it easy for them to do the things that they're already doing. We can make it easy for them to buy online. We can make it easy for them to log into different services and pay for the products and services they value, as opposed to being the front page of how they interact through their mobile device. And that's a big shift, but it's an acknowledgement that consumer behavior is changing. Maybe we don't need to be this launcher. Maybe there's a better way to insert ourselves into that process and understand what the customer does, and then, of course, monetize that activity. You know, I've talked a lot in recent months about how search is changing and why search isn't just search any longer. I had a post earlier this week about how computers increasingly may not have screens. I mean, you may have screens like the Google Glass, where you've got a little pop-up screen in front of you all the time, or a heads-up display in front of you all the time. But you may have things like the iWatch, which is supposedly coming, or things like interacting through a game console like an Xbox, or talking to your computer like Google Conversational Search or through Watson. All of these things are changes in the way your customers behave and changes in your interactions, in the interactions your customers are going to have. And so your strategy needs to adapt to that. There was a great piece up online that I will link to in the show notes from Chief Marketing Technologist that had tips from Google's Chief Information Officer. And that seems to be somebody you might want to listen to about this stuff. That talks all about the three things you really need as a marketer to adapt to your customers' changing needs. The first is you have to recognize that consumers are savvy. Customers are very savvy. They're very smart about this. I wrote a piece way back in 2010 that said, you know, if your business relies upon your customers' stupidity, you got a real problem. And what he's saying is the same thing, right? Your customers are savvy. They're adapting. They're learning. They're growing. And so your actions need to adapt and learn and grow along with them. Another thing that he says is that you need talent. You need people who understand this. You need real talent on your teams. You can't just rely on doing the same thing you always did and hoping, you know, you'll get by. Because if your consumers are savvy, if your customers are savvy, your employees need to be savvy too and need to be dedicated to learning and need to be dedicated to adapting to what your customers do. And then the third thing is that you have to take care of the everyday experience. While launches are important, and they are, customers' views of your brand are shaped by every interaction they have, day in and day out, right? And if the little things that they deal with day in and day out don't work, they're not going to have a real positive experience with your brand or not think very highly of your brand. I wrote a piece about this in some detail earlier this week for the Biznology blog which I will link to in the show notes, that talks about why search results don't always equal business results. And the reason is because when people come over from their searches, often they don't have a good experience. So as you look forward and as you think about how you adapt to your customer's behavior, you got to think in terms of how do I realize my customers are savvy and take advantage of that and help them accomplish what their goals are? How do I get my staff to grow and learn and adapt to these realities? And how do I ensure that their experience, the guest experience, the customer experience, etc., really represents a good brand experience all throughout the process? Because there's no doubt about it that the more we go forward with this, the more change there's going to be. The brands and the businesses and the people who do this, who do not adapt along with customers, are the ones who are going to be left by the wayside. And I'm kind of expecting you don't want to be that guy. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up. As ever, you can review the show notes for this episode over at timpeter.com/blog and just look for the podcast link. You can subscribe to the podcast. You can do that again at that same link. Just look for podcast and you can subscribe in any episode. You can also listen to us in iTunes by doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud or Thinks Out Loud. You can subscribe to us in Stitcher Radio if you're an Android user or an iPhone user. Again, just search for Thinks Out Loud there. And as ever, you can email us. You can email me at podcast@timpeter.com. That address is podcast@timpeter.com. I love to hear from you and love to, you know, get any comments, questions, concerns, thoughts, anything you might want to share. Please, please, please don't hesitate to reach out. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up for this week. Remember, again, there will be no episode next week, but we'll see you back here in 2 weeks' time. And until then, I hope you have a really great rest of the summer. Enjoy your holiday if you go away, and I'll look forward to seeing you right back here, back on Thinks Out Loud, in just a couple weeks' time. Take care, everybody.